But now I took a field trip Sunday. As on Friday, we discussed the Universe Soul Circus. The tent is pitched in the parking lot of Redbird Mall. And every year I will pass by it and say, man, I need to go. And just never attended. Never been. Well, we talked about it on Friday. So someone reached out and said, man, you've got to go. So let's set this up. Let's get you to the Universe Soul Circus so you can enjoy it. And it did. So we went Sunday. And I know they don't perform on Mondays. It's Tuesday through Sunday. And I believe they're here for a few weeks, 3 weeks. So this week, upcoming week, may be the last week. So we went Sunday at 6:30. And when I walked in, I thought it was way bigger than what I expected when I walked in.
Okay.
To the big top. And so we get there, and I didn't realize that it was Divine Nine Night. That means all the black fraternities and sororities that are on campuses, they were all represented at the Universe Soul Circus, which is kind of cool. Right? I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha. It's great.
Would you have worn some gear if you had known?
I 100% would have worn my frat shirt up there, but I didn't know. So they when we got in there, they had a couple of the sororities that, you know, did a little step, and they had other people representing the fraternities and sororities. It's really cool. And so they tell you that when you get there, be ready to be amazed, and you're going to laugh a lot. It's like, okay, I like to be amazed and I like laughing. So this is great.
All right.
It gets started. And from the very first act that they have out there, it is pretty amazing. The feats of strength and you know, you just, man, that dude's core must be unbelievable. Or the lady that's holding on to the little hula hoops that's in the air, and it's two of them up there and they're spinning around. They have the thing around their neck and they're twirling around so fast. Like, dude, I am shocked at what the hell I'm seeing right now. Because usually you think circus and you're thinking animals. And that's the first thing someone asked me. I thought, hey, I'm at the Universe Old Circus. I'll catch you later. And it's like, man, you know, what's up with the animals? It's like, there are none. Yeah, there are no animals there.
Most circuses have completely gotten rid of animals.
And I think you're right. And I haven't been to Ringling Brothers in a long time. So I can't even remember the last time I went there exactly what I saw. I'm pretty sure there were animals. But I'm thinking they probably, if they do, it's not a lot at all, or if any. And at Universe Old Circus, there are none. No animals at all. But, man, when I tell you, they go from plenty of videos to post after we talk about this. They're the very first were two girls just up suspended in the air. Jeez. On just one hula hoop.
That looks crazy high.
And yeah, they're very high, spinning around, and they're, you know, playing off of each other. I was saying, as they worked as a duo, I was saying, man, they can't have a day where they're mad at each other. Because if they did,
you die.
You're not going to make it, right? You're going to fall 15 feet or 10 feet or however far you are up in the air as you're performing these acts. I would think, and I've never been to a Cirque du Soleil show, I would think you probably see a lot of what you saw at performing at this circus, but it's so wide-ranging. Dude, they had dudes jumping dirt bikes in that little bitty tent that's set up in the parking lot. You have no clue what's about to happen. And they're jumping bikes from one end of the thing to the other and doing the flips and stuff off the bike and landing. Dude, it was spectacular. Something for every single age group. Because, of course, you know, the kids are amazed. They're walking around selling the shiny, bright toys that is just the money-making adventure of a shiny toy to a kid. Is like, okay, here's 20 bucks. You can have this thing that's probably going to stop working when we leave out of here. But, you know, you got to have it. From that to they had I think they call themselves the Fresh Clowns.
They do.
Fresh Clowns. They have the face made
fresh
up.
Fresh the Clowns.
Fresh the Clowns. There you go. That's it. They were out there that had the younger kids, because they were doing some of the modern dances, and see, even some of the kids as they were dancing were standing up doing the same dances that they were doing and had the crowd entertained. The biggest uproar you got from the crowd out of the entire evening was they were trying to set up something circus wise on the main stage. And you know how you'll have the beach balls at the baseball games and they hit them around in the crowd or whatever? They released these clear balls. And everyone went nuts. just hitting them around and hitting them through the crowd. And I even stood up and launched one about 30 rows back. I don't know. It just had the biggest buzz of the entire evening was them releasing the balls to get everyone's attention off of the stage as they were preparing for the next thing. It had worked to perfection, dude. It was like, man, this place is buzzing right now. And it took a long time for people to kind of calm the hell down from just hitting these clear balls around like those beach balls. That was great. They had performers come out doing like limbo type things, but they lit the things on fire and they're going underneath the fire limbo. And it's really low, man. It was like, holy, that's the one where I got really nervous. Because there was one girl who did that had a lot of hair in her head. And I thought, man, if that thing catches on fire, we are in trouble. So I took a little video that I'm going to post these on Twitter once I get a chance. But they light the whole thing on fire and she's just walking underneath. And it's not just like a bar. It's almost like an outdoor grill type of thing, like fire pit that she's just limboing underneath it. That the feats were outstanding.
That is, I don't know how their knees didn't explode.
Or her hair didn't catch fire. She was doing
that's
that.
Incredible.
And you know what? There are some of the acts that you would kind of see sometimes, maybe at an NBA halftime show, to where you had like 8 guys roll out and they have
the Soul Skaters.
They had skaters out there for sure. The Soul Skaters were great, but they'll have the tumbling, almost tumbling. So the guy will jump up on, 2 guys will jump up on this kind of seesaw looking thing and launch the guy to where someone's holding a seat in the air and they flip up and they sit down in the seat. That was really cool. I'm trying to think of what else that everything just kind of caught my attention. I was just in awe. It was a great experience.
Was Zeke there?
Yeah.
How was that?
He's the little guy.
What'd he do?
He just kind of entertained. He's like Ringmaster Junior.
Okay, because like on the website, man. I can't really tell what he does.
Yeah, he's almost like the Flavor Flav to the Ringmaster's Chuck D.
Okay, all right.
That's what I'm going to call
him. So was the Ringmaster N-O? No, it says N-O. I don't know what that means.
I don't remember what his name was. Yep, that's him.
Okay.
Is that N-O? Yes, right, that's cool. Him. He was great.
All right, cool.
And it wasn't... He didn't come out as often as I thought he was, but then I was saying they had something for every single age group, but they had a little intermission type of deal to where they brought a couple of couples on the stage. One was a younger couple and the other one was an older couple. And they wanted each member of the couples to serenade each other as they played young, you know, the young couple, they played newer songs where they stood up and they started singing to each other. And then they brought this older couple down to sing a couple of songs to each other. And that may have been the highlight hit of the program also, because that older couple showed the hell out. Like, I'm slapping my knee on the ground laughing at that older couple as they were serenading each
other. That's kind of awesome.
It was great.
Very cool.
That is a show, man. And I know they travel around the country and they're here for 3 weeks. Man, I would highly recommend checking that out because it's definitely worth it. Just all the families that were there, that place was packed and everyone enjoyed themselves. Man, it was fun.
Very cool. So according to their website, it does end this Sunday. August 23rd will be the end of their run here in Dallas. And then they're off for, it looks like, maybe 10 days. And they open at the beginning of September in St. Louis. They're there for 2 weeks. And then from there, they open September 17th in Indianapolis. So if you want to see Universe Soul Circus, you got to get there this week, is it?
Yeah, this is last week. And I always wonder, I wonder where all the performers are staying, because they have a whole cast that they introduced at the end, some from Ethiopia, some from Trinidad and Tobago. You have the skaters that are from all around the United States. Like, I wonder if they're just, because they have a lot of trailers that are out there in the parking lot of the mall.
There.
And I wonder if they're just living right there.
Probably
they put
do.
Them up in some type of hotel or Airbnb or something. But man, it's a lot of people that it takes to put that thing together. It is very well done. It started right at 6:30. And that thing is moving, keeps you entertained. They had like a 10-15 minute-ish intermission. They gave you the warning. We'll start in 2 minutes. And 2 minutes later, boom, they're counting down. And man, they are right there on it. Have a DJ there spinning a little bit to keep everyone entertained. It is the definition of family fun out there is the Universal Circus. I'm so happy. Now I'm kind of upset at myself for seeing this all these years. Every time this time of year, as I'm rolling past it, I'll see the tent and go, man, I need to go, and just never did it. So glad that I did.
And it's crazy too, because the videos that they post on their website, it looks like they're in an arena on it. And so right. It's just a big top in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Because it looks massive from the video.
It is. It surprised me how big it was on the inside. Not just the area where they perform, but, you know, they are selling concessions and everything. Just the walkway. That is a huge tent that they have in the parking lot. And it is a fun, fun time. So thank you. I think it was Tracy, the one that reached out to... No, Taylor. I'm sorry. Taylor was her name. So she heard me talking about it and wanted to make sure I got there so I can enjoy the Universal Circus. So, Taylor, thank you so much. That was fantastic. We had a great time.
That's cool. What was so of all the acts, which one was the one that blew your mind the most?
I think the Limbo and the Fire.
Okay.
Because this was so low. But every time you're doing something and you're just suspended in the air... And two people up on a hula hoop at once, and they're doing all these movements. And even the, what do you call, like, when they're holding on to the drapes.
Okay, I got what you're
saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they had that, and it was a couple, a guy and a girl up there. And there was one time where she's holding on. Of course, she's wrapped in it, but then she kind of unwraps, unfurls. But then she catches herself about a foot before she hits the ground, and everyone's like, ooh! Okay, she's safe. It's like your heart just kind of jumps into your throat every time you see anything like that.
That's kind of cool.
Knowing that they've been doing this forever. They know exactly what they're doing. But, man, just any time that you feel like it is dangerous as you're suspended in the air. And even the thing around the neck and they're just twirling around real fast.
Like, how does your head not rip
off? I was like, okay, that's enough. Like, get down. I saw the thing. That was the first one with the hula hoop and the two girls. I was like, okay, that's enough. You guys can come down now. I've seen enough.
If you had to do one of them, which one would you do? The motorcycle?
Not a chance.
You wouldn't do any of these things?
I would do the skating, and I still would break my arm and leg doing that because they were really good. Like, they were doing everything on those skates, but that's the only thing I could even dream about doing. Oh, the dude that, okay, so two guys, and this is what you'll see at an NBA game for sure. The two guys that are doing, like, the, you know, the strength as they're holding on to each other,
working out with each other
and doing all that. Well, they told us, they came out there and said there's one feat that's so remarkable that they need complete silence. And even if you film it, you can't have a flash on your camera. That's how much concentration that they need. And it was toward the end of what they were doing. And the dude is on his head upside down, and he not only walks all the way around the crowd, but walks back up on the stage with that dude on his head. And there was one girl who had a camera and a flash on her. They immediately made her, hey, turn that camera off.
Like, we're not kidding.
Yeah, no, this is real.
So how is he attached up there?
What are you doing?
Like, with his hand?
No.
Just like,
balance.
Wait, so his head was balancing on the other guy's head?
Yeah, double vision is what they call that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. And we walked down the stairs, through the crowd, came back up, and walked back up on the platform with that balancing on top
of
his head.
It's not Zeke up there. It's like a full-size.
No, it's a normal size
man.
Yeah. No, it's not Zeke.
No, both those guys are jacked.
Yeah, their core is.
Yes, that is.
They have shirt off, of course, so you just see like the 8-packs. And I look down. And
that
go,
is all core and neck.
Yep, it is.
Unbelievable.
And yeah, it's remarkable. So good times. Universal Circus. I wish I had more hands so I can give the Universal Circus 4 thumbs up.